Hello and welcome to You Are On Away Days. It is time for our first Football League adventure. Myself, Dominic Allen and Toby, my Sticky Wickets co-host, are off to Mansfield Town versus Tranmere Rovers. Now, Mansfield Town are in desperate need of a win at the basement of League 2. We cannot wait. We've got some very kind press passes. We'd like to thank at the start of the show Mansfield Town for being so cooperative with us, and we're really grateful for this opportunity. So, we are currently at Mansfield Town in a beautiful stadium, and we've got a fantastic view. Me and Toby have been given official press passes with lanyards, and I think it's been the highlight of both our days so far. We're just putting something up now on Instagram, but we're very excited to be here. It's quite cold, it's quite nippy. It's a real important game for Mansfield Town to, you know, get some momentum. Everyone we've met has been so lovely to us and had a sort of gallows humour about the day, saying to the receptionist, I think it was, "We're very excited for today," and she said, "Oh, that won't last." It's a real community feel. The stadium's blue and yellow, sort of just beautiful to see in this sort of late October day. Toby, what's your thoughts on today?
Oh, it's been amazing so far. We've literally been here for 10 minutes and I've loved every minute so far. I mean, hopefully for a good game, I think it's the key, and we'll hopefully talk to some of the fans around here, get some experience and let you guys know what we think of the whole day.
We'll talk to you a bit later. Me and Toby are currently in the Mansfield Town media suite. We get free chip cobs at lunch, which we'll be reviewing as part of April's chip analysis. We are aware April could not be with us today, but we carry her spirit with the chip butty. Now, Toby, how do the Mighty Stags come into today?
They've been struggling a little bit recently. They've not won in 14 games, which is a bit of a shame, but hopefully with their lucky charm, maybe they'll get one with us. They've drawn quite a few recently, though. I think they've managed to sort of nick a few points against the bigger teams, which at least bodes well. And sort of news-wise, they're going playing Tranmere today, which I'm hoping should be good.
Tranmere coming with good form, currently ninth in League 2. Some disappointing results in the past week, but, you know, that can be amended with a 2-0 loss to Northampton Town. 2-2 to Tranmere. To Harrogate, sorry, but wins against Carlisle, Colchester and Salford City and Crawley Town, and then a good draw away at Forest Green and beating Salford City as well in the league. That's their last seven games. It's a tough game. It is a tough game for the Stags. However, Nigel Clough as manager, things have to change, and James is going to hate me for saying this, our vaunted James Aldred, head of Your Own Sport last year. He played for Forest in the 90s and played for England in the 90s. He's a great player and now a fantastic manager, forming at Burton Albion and Derby County. If anyone can turn it around for a Nottinghamshire and an East Midlands club, it is Nigel Clough. So best of luck to him today. We will be taking you into the game later. So we are currently in the Mansfield Town media suite, and we're joined by someone very important to everyone's match day viewing. We're joined by Josh. What do you do at the ground, Josh?
So I am a volunteer on behalf of Alan Marsh Sport. He basically made a commentary streaming service for the visually impaired and blind. So we provide the head receivers for people, and then they can get them if obviously visually impaired, listening to the game, describe the action more than the commentator normally would, as you didn't watch on television, to tell them where the ball is at the exact moment. So they get their match day experience, even though unfortunately they are visually impaired, etc.
So do you actually get to meet these people, or is it almost can you see when you're in your gantry that where the people are, and you can sort of see them react to you? Is it a bit like that? Or?
No, they pick their receivers up from reception downstairs, and then they go and sit where they sit, and then they take them back. It's word of mouth. We do get feedback, because obviously people have been coming for years and using the service, so that's how we know. We don't get to meet them, unfortunately, because I think it'd be good, but it's quite rewarding knowing that they're going to the pub afterwards or going home with their families, and they know what's gone on in the game, and they're still able to come to the game.
A vital service. Now, we need a bit of help. Me and Toby aren't the biggest League 2 fans. Mansfield Town, not been the best of starts to the season. How's it been?
It's been terrible, hasn't it? to put it quite bluntly, from a Mansfield perspective, it looked good, the backing they have on the first two games, and then the wheels come off after a draw against Colchester, 95th minute penalty, draw the game, and then it's been downhill ever since. I will say, I don't think the injuries and suspensions have helped. If you look at their starting 11 today, they're playing Ollie Hawkins, who's normally a striker by trade at centre half. and it just highlighting their problems that they've got, you know, injuries, suspensions. For example, James Perch, who was an integral figure to their team last season, has a fractured skull. He's out for the season after some innocuous challenge in training. And
yeah,
I just think when you, the chips are down, you know, what the saying is, when it rains, it pours. And I think that's the same with Nigel Clough. They need results. I think anything less than a win here today, you think, you know, the axe is being sharpened.
Yeah, it's a shame to see, because as Forest fans, don't want to see Nigel Clough out of a job. But thank you so much for your time, Josh, and enjoy the rest of your game.
There is you. Thanks for having me. Take care, boys.
Cheers. So it's literally seconds before kickoff. We've just had a moment of silence for Remembrance Sunday. Tranmere fans, you can probably hear them the most. They are sensational. They did get mixed up in the minute silence, but I think that's more of a mix-up rather than making a political point, to be honest. There's a real sense of community here, especially on an important day like today, where they take time to remember the fallen. Toby, what have you thinking of the atmosphere so far?
It's been really good. Obviously, the one of the women early on at the front desk said this would be the best it gets. It was actually fantastic. It looks pretty full. There's a few spaces over to our right, but I think the stand we're in seems pretty much full capacity, other than a few spaces left open next to us because of press passes and stuff. But it's been amazing, and kickoff goes now, it looks like.
Yeah.
Tranmere Rovers to start, and come on Mansfield.
And there's a penalty within the first minute of the game. A great counter-attack from Mansfield, a chip into the box, and it's a certain penalty. Now, Toby, you're going to have to commentate this penalty.
That was unbelievable. What play? Tranmere lost the ball in the box. That was a cross in. And the keeper claimed it, and they attacked really quickly down the left-hand side. I think number 11's on the penalty.
Johnson,
I think he looks like one of their best players. He scored a few goals this season. Left-footed, walking up now. Keeper's doing everything he can to put him off. Shooting at Tranmere's away end here. So the fans behind go mental.
Mansfield need this. They need to start well against a good team like Tranmere.
Yeah, Tranmere ninth in the league at the moment. Just, I think, had a good point away against Forest Green. So here we go. Johnson takes the penalty. Oh, it's gone over. It's gone way, way over. Johnson is bottled that, to say.
Oh, no.
Mansfield take the lead. It is 1-0. Tranmere have been by far the better side, but when Mansfield have broken, they've been fantastic. What a goal. Toby?
Yeah, brilliant. Quinton, I think one of their centre mids, played a great ball through over the top. And Johnson has like latched onto him.
It is an entertaining game. We've had an offside goal as well. It is fantastic.
So it's just been half time. Me and Toby have wolfed down about two chip cobs each. Yeah, we're taking the freebies quite well. Mansfield Town 1-0 up. Number 3, McLaughlin, I believe. Superb. Hawkins, the centre back who's a striker, has been fantastic. And I think there's a whole groan, oh God, here we go again, when Mansfield missed a penalty in the third minute. And it's just been fantastic since. It's been really hard-hitting football. It's really enjoyable to watch. Toby, someone who's maybe used to the higher echelons of Premier League football, how have you found it?
I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I wasn't really sure what to expect in my first game. And I think there is a bit of a notable difference between the sort of the levels of players. But, I mean, they're going to be significantly better than anything I could do.
Yeah.
Anything the hangovers could pull out.
Yeah.
But I've really enjoyed it. And I think some of the skills have been fantastic. Yeah, McLaughlin, you mentioned down on the left. Left back's been fantastic. And then I think Charles Lee, I think he's sort of playing as a cam kind of player, has been really dominant as well and got in behind quite a few times and not quite been able to find the sort of finishing product. But they've looked really, really good on the break especially.
I just want to say how welcoming everyone has been at Mansfield. It's been such a delight. They've everyone treated us so well. And the whole community aspect, I know we mentioned that quite a lot. It's really noticeable with the fans. I've barely heard any swearing. The language has been really sort of welcoming to everyone. If you are a student and, you know, you may not have been to a football game before at this level, we can't recommend it enough, and it's only half time.
Yeah.
We will keep you up to date on Instagram. And we'll use those recordings on the rest of the podcast. Go well.
Cheers.
What an absolutely amazing goal. Mansfield score again. Come on. Lovely ball over top. I think Oates the striker controlled it, tipped it over, laid it off. Great finish. Go on, what are your thoughts?
What a goal! It was like a two-man gazer. It was brilliant. Chips over the defender, pass it low. Great finish. Someone wants to win it too.
Come on, man.
That is the end of the game. Mansfield 2.
2-0 victors. Big win for them. They move up to 19th. Fantastic stuff. We'll talk about it in a bit more detail. But this is the atmosphere. Toby, how was the second half?
It's been amazing. It's been electric. What a performance by Mansfield. Obviously, we're their lucky charm. You know what it is. But a great win for them. They played so well. So deadly on the break. And they just, when they got their chance, they put them away. That's how they rested it. What do you think, Tom?
Loved every moment of it. Well, we'll talk about it in a bit more detail in a bit of a calmer place. But fantastic to be here. So myself and Toby are back in the media suite. We're going to do a full price analysis when we get back in the car. But we've had a fantastic day here. Toby, how's your reflections on the day?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I think it's the first time I've seen anything below maybe championship football. Live in person, I've obviously seen a few things online, but it's a great day out. The atmosphere was fantastic. There was, what, 3,800 people here, 600 away fans from Tranmere.
They were great.
They were really good. I think the home fans were pretty good as well. I think our stand was pretty full. The stand to our right was a bit emptier. But it was a really good day out, and I mean, I'd definitely come back if I could. I think it looks fairly cheap as well, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, the Tranmere fans were amazing, and the Mansfield fans, who we couldn't quite see, but to the left of us, really singing their hearts out. And when that second goal went in, there was a real collective joy that was almost relief rather than joy. It was a fantastic feeling to be a part of, and I think we both got swept up in it. And now we haven't had a chance to actually talk to any fans due to where we were, and the people behind us were a bit too young to be interviewed. Everyone just seemed so welcoming. The atmosphere was very pleasant. I'd really recommend this as a game to go to, especially if you are a Arsenal fan, if you're a top six fan or an Arsenal fan. It was really crunch tackling. Let's not kid ourselves. The standard of play, isn't Premier League, but the tackles. Oof. Toby, was there a tackle or two you remember?
The one that reminds me, Gordon, the right back, came on about 60 minutes into the game. Got absolutely nailed by their left back. It was sort of just an absolute thump. We were second tier, 5-10 rows back in the second tier, could hear it echoing around the stadium. It was powerful. And a few of the others that some of the Mansfield centre backs put in as well, some big hits.
Tranmere never really got going. They couldn't hit their big number nine. Mansfield, on the other hand, positives. I thought Nigel Clough's tactics worked. There was a lot of criticism going into the day about Hawkins. I'm not sure if he's the right centre back, considering he's a striker. And obviously, that sounds stupid, but he was fantastic in the air.
He was really good.
His distribution from the ground, fantastic. They didn't look like a team that were going down, if I'm honest. No. They looked really, really solid at a League Two level, and I can see, hopefully, Mansfield, and hopefully the people around Mansfield surviving in this League Two, and I think it would do wonders for the club to stay up, obviously. But everyone's been, like we said so many times today, so welcoming, so kind, and we're really grateful for Mansfield for this opportunity. Toby, any thoughts before we get back in the car?
I think it's just a great day out. We've got to keep saying it. I think if you have the chance, you do have to try and come down here, because I think we've not been to Notts County. We've both been to Forest a few times. That's quite a different atmosphere. But this was fantastic, and I really would, if you have the opportunity and the ability to come up here, it's only like 10-15 miles away, and I definitely recommend it.
It is very possible for you guys to do on an international weekend if your big club's not playing, even if your big club's playing on a Sunday. Just support a local team and it will really help. It'll keep the lights on, it'll keep people happy, and it's a great experience. And I think you appreciate Premier League football more if you go to days like this, but it doesn't mean that you will also love these days as well. It's such a unique experience to come down and see what real grassroots and lower league football is like. We'll sign off here and we'll see you back in the car. So we're back on the road. Toby is driving us down the Derby Road. We're going to pod and drive. I'm going to be in charge of most of this because we don't want Toby killing us. Let's go through pricing. It would usually be £17 for a student or a kid our age to be going to the football, 18 to 21. So that's not great pricing, but that is going to a good cause. You feel like it's actually going somewhere. So I don't mind it as much. And Toby said that was quite relevant to the rugby, quite similar. And we gave that quite a good score. So what are we giving that out of 10?
I think 8, we thought, particularly as well. The pints and the food were quite cheap. It's £3.50 for a pint, £2.50 for a soft drink. And you can get a pint for £6, which is a bargain. It's cheaper than just a pint alone at Spurs.
Yeah, so I think that was really good pricing in the stadium. And like, there was lots of stuff in the shop, which good pricing. Obviously, me and Toby had a little rummage around the bargain bucket. Couldn't find anything our size. It was either far too small or far too big. Toby did have a good look at a third two extra large, which was quite the sight. It was more of a flag, really. But Toe didn't go for it in the end.
No.
Facilities, out of five, isn't this? Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It is not Tottenham Hotspur.
No.
Definitely not. But the noise was good, and I think that was enhanced by the stadium. It was a proper old-fashioned stadium, the oldest professional football stadium in the world, according to their stand. So we're going to take the word of a stand, really.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give it 3 to 4.
Yeah, maybe 3.5.
3.5. Lovely, lovely. Atmosphere, Tobes?
I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought it wasn't perhaps, you know, quite as good as... Not as you would expect, but as it perhaps could have been. It wasn't full capacity.
No.
But I still think it was really good. There was definitely community feel, as you mentioned, 50 times in this podcast.
It's a good community, so everyone's so welcoming.
but I think there was, sort of, you could tell the Mansfield ultras over to our left were singing the whole game, and the Tranmere ultras who travelled all the way from Liverpool were
fair play
as well.
So fair play.
I think it was pretty good. I think we thought maybe like a 7.
Yeah, I'd say 7. I'd say 7's good, because it was welcoming, yet there was that element of us versus them on the other side. What is next, Toby? Standard?
Standard, yes, yeah.
Now, we are very aware it is not tiki-taka football. However, the goals that were scored, the enjoyment had, the tackles put in, the standard wasn't great, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather a bad, enjoyable game than a passing masterclass of Barcelona and it just being boring. I really enjoyed today, and Toby enjoyed it. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did you enjoy it?
I really did. Yes.
Lovely, lovely. I was right. So we're going to say 7 for standard.
Yeah, I think
so. We're going to be. We've got to remember they are quite a good team. They're the 90th or probably higher now team in the country. So it was very enjoyable to watch, and I think everyone had a good time. And spookily, it just ends there. The day before Halloween, our recording just magically disappears as if it's a ghost. Basically, me and Toby would go on to say how much we enjoyed our time at Mansfield, and we just left with the biggest smiles on our faces. It was a fantastic day for us. We hope you have enjoyed listening to me and Toby. It's been an absolute pleasure doing your on away days. If you have any ideas of where you want us to go, Leicester City, Leicester Tigers, even keeping it Nottingham, Nottingham Panthers, Notts County, the mighty Nottingham Forest, we'd love to go there. I think that might be our next one, to be honest. But we'd love to hear your ideas of where you want us to go. If you do enjoy our content, please do tell a friend, and please leave a positive review down below in the Apple or Spotify podcast reviews. Thank you very much for listening. We've been your own away days, and you've been listening to Mansfield Town. And before you go, this is an Elvis cover of The Wonder of You, but to Mansfield Town's lyrics. It lit up my day, and I just knew I was going to have a good time after listening to this. So enjoy the rest of the pod.
When no one else can understand me,
yellow, yellow.
When everything I do is wrong,
yellow, yellow.
You give me hope and consolation,
yellow, yellow.
You give me strength to carry on.
I
fortune.
Yellow, yellow.
Her gold to me is everything.